Hello and welcome. Today, we're going to explore the Brady List, a critical tool in ensuring fairness, transparency, and accountability within our criminal justice system. You may have heard of it in connection with landmark Supreme Court cases like Brady v. Maryland and Giglio v. United States, which require prosecutors to disclose evidence that may impact a defendant's guilt, punishment, or the credibility of key witnesses, including law enforcement officers. But what makes the Brady List so important today? Let me walk you through its key functions and how it's changing the way justice is served. First and foremost, the Brady List ensures enforcement discretion. It's crucial to understand that this platform does not rely on machine learning, artificial intelligence, or any other automated coded mechanisms to make decisions. This list is human-driven, preserving the nuanced discretion necessary for each case. Law enforcement agencies maintain control over the process, making sure that officers' conduct is evaluated fairly and accurately. Next, the platform is designed to empower prosecutorial disclosure. While prosecutors have long been required to share Brady material, this can be a complex and time-consuming task, especially across large jurisdictions. The Brady List simplifies this by automating the compilation of data across entire jurisdictions, ensuring prosecutors have what they need to fulfill their disclosure obligations effectively and efficiently. It's a groundbreaking resource that streamlines the process of identifying potential credibility issues. But that's not all. The Brady List also enables judicial oversight in a way never before possible. It is the first platform of its kind that serves the judiciary by ensuring the proper delivery of Brady material disclosures. This means judges now have a direct line to review whether Brady evidence has been handled and disclosed appropriately, safeguarding the integrity of the trial process. At the heart of this innovation is a commitment to building trust in the community through transparency. Unlike closed-door systems, this Brady List is and always will be open to the public. By giving everyone from legal professionals to everyday citizens access to this information, we foster an environment of openness and accountability, critical to maintaining public confidence in the justice system. Finally, the Brady List is about demonstrating accountability across the board. It encourages law enforcement, prosecutors, and the judiciary to showcase their entire workflow, from the intake of complaints through categorization, investigation, and the final resolution. By documenting each step, the Brady List provides a clear, transparent record of how justice is pursued and delivered, ensuring that the highest standards of conduct are maintained. In summary, the Brady List is revolutionizing the way we ensure fairness in our justice system. By promoting discretion, empowering prosecutors, enabling judicial oversight, and fostering transparency, it stands as a beacon of accountability. Thank you for joining me, and remember, an informed and transparent justice system is one where trust and fairness can thrive. In Washington State, the notion of Brady disclosures, those critical pieces of evidence that could exonerate the accused, remains a promise unfulfilled. The state's criminal legal system is bound by Brady v. Maryland and the U.S. Constitution to disclose any exculpatory evidence to defendants. But what happens when the state itself refuses to adopt a Brady List? What happens when law enforcement misconduct, complaints, and use of force reports are buried instead of disclosed? Despite the U.S. Supreme Court's clear directive that such disclosures are a constitutional requirement, Washington's refusal to make proactive disclosures has placed the entire justice system out of compliance with the very principles of fair trials and due process as outlined in the 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments. The people who are responsible for ensuring that justice prevails, the governor, the attorney general, the state's judiciary, and the regulatory agencies, seem to have turned a blind eye to their duties. So let's break it down. Governor Jay Inslee holds the highest executive office in Washington State. The governor's office is not just about setting policy, but ensuring that those policies uphold the constitutional rights of the people. Yet Governor Inslee has done little to ensure compliance with Brady obligations. Despite the state's well-documented systemic failures in maintaining fair trials, the governor has not instituted any reforms to mandate Brady disclosures or ensure that law enforcement agencies maintain proper lists of officers with credibility issues. Governor Inslee has justified his inaction by pointing to the autonomy of local jurisdictions, but this is a weak excuse. The state's piecemeal approach has led to uneven enforcement of Brady rules, leaving vulnerable defendants at the mercy of prosecutorial discretion. What more could he do? He could push for statewide regulations that require every county and municipality to maintain up-to-date Brady lists and enforce harsh penalties for noncompliance. Until then, fair trials remain elusive. Attorney General Bob Ferguson has been the state's top legal officer since 2013. His office oversees all major legal matters, and yet it has failed to enforce Brady obligations consistently across Washington. While the Attorney General is tasked with upholding the law, the absence of state-mandated Brady lists or systemic enforcement reflects poorly on the state's commitment to transparency and justice. A.G. Ferguson might claim that his office prosecutes in good faith, but how does he explain the countless missed opportunities to correct wrongful convictions by not proactively releasing Brady material? Ferguson's office could issue binding opinions that require disclosure of law enforcement misconduct, but instead, the lack of a unified approach leaves room for Brady violations across the state. At the top of the judicial hierarchy, Chief Justice Raquel Montoya Lewis leads Washington Supreme Court. She and her colleagues are ultimately responsible for ensuring that the court system adheres to constitutional principles, including those stemming from Brady versus Maryland. While individual judges may call out misconduct in isolated cases, the judiciary as a whole has failed to demand systemic reform. Chief Justice Montoya Lewis could use her platform to push for statewide judicial training on Brady obligations. She could call out prosecutors who repeatedly fail to disclose exculpatory evidence, but there has been silence. How does she explain this failure? Inaction from the judiciary perpetuates the systemic failure to uphold the most basic tenets of a fair trial. As for the Secretary of State, Steve Hobbs, his office has a vital role in maintaining transparency across all branches of government. Yet, with regard to Brady disclosures, there is little evidence that the Secretary of State has done anything to foster transparency in the criminal justice system. His office oversees the Public Records Act, but the lack of robust public access to Brady material indicates that there's room for far more aggressive action. Hobbs could demand that all relevant Brady material, especially related to law enforcement misconduct, be made public. Instead, his office has passively overseen a system where police misconduct goes unreported and unpunished. Monica Alexander, director of the Washington State Criminal Justice Training Commission, heads the state's Peace Officer Standards and Training Department. This department is responsible for training and certifying law enforcement officers, but part of that responsibility is also holding officers accountable when they commit misconduct. Yet the Post Department has largely failed to enforce Brady standards on officers statewide. Misconduct complaints, use of force reports, and incidents of dishonesty often remain hidden, making it impossible for defense attorneys to adequately challenge the credibility of police testimony. Director Alexander could push for a system that requires the Post Department to automatically report any officer misconduct to prosecutors, but that reform remains to be seen. Finally, the Washington State Bar Association, led by President Daniel Clark, oversees the ethical responsibilities of attorneys, including prosecutors. According to their own professional rules, prosecutors are obligated to disclose exculpatory evidence. Yet, the WSBA has not enforced these rules in any meaningful way, allowing countless Brady violations to go unchecked. President Clark could spearhead disciplinary actions against prosecutors who repeatedly violate Brady obligations, but there is no evidence of such leadership. The WSBA has failed to hold attorneys accountable, contributing to the erosion of fair trials in the state. Washington State is not in compliance with its Brady obligations. High-profile cases, such as those involving the police misconduct of officers like Sheriff Ed Troyer in Pierce County, underscore the urgent need for reform. The Brady list could dramatically assist the state in achieving compliance with constitutional mandates, but its absence is glaring. The failure to make proactive disclosures not only threatens the integrity of the state's criminal justice system, but also opens the door to costly litigation. Taxpayers could bear the burden for every wrongful conviction, every overturned case, and every instance of prosecutorial misconduct that stems from a Brady violation. It's time for Washington to stop deflecting responsibility and start ensuring fair trials for all.